Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the state is complying with a federal regulation that will require many Pennsylvanians to look into getting new IDs and new driver's licenses. What's going on here, and how can people stay current with their ID so that it's useful to them when they have to deal with federal facilities and Transportation Safety Administration people?
Well, PennDOT is making plans to roll out what's called Real ID. Starting on September 4th, eligible Pennsylvania residents who wish to obtain a Real ID license or identification card may begin the pre-verification process. And it's somewhat complicated, but customers who received their first license before September 2003 and want to obtain a Real ID will need to bring required documents to a driver's license center so that they can be verified at the center. Residents who received their first license or ID card after September of 2003 have already been pre-verified since March. So the documents that are required are proof of identity, and that most often include an original or certified copy of their birth certificate with a raised seal. This is something that my office can assist in obtaining. So if you are in need of a Pennsylvania birth certificate, please contact my office for assistance, because this can take quite some time to get processed. Also, other forms of ID include an unlaminated Social Security card, proof of all legal name changes, such as a marriage certificate or a court order, and two proofs of a current physical Pennsylvania address, such as a bank statement or utility bill. Those are the documents that are needed for pre-verification. When you arrive at the PennDOT Center, the PennDOT staff will scan the documents into the customer's record, and then real IDs are available in March of 2019. The customer can opt to purchase a real ID online or through one of the driver license centers, and it will actually be sent to them in the mail. To obtain a real ID, customers will pay a one-time fee of $30 plus a renewal fee. And in addition, PennDOT is in the process of retrofitting six of their existing driver's license centers to allow for over-the-counter issuance of real ID licenses. The closest to our area will either be Erie or Rockview in Center County. It's important to point out that Real ID is optional for Pennsylvania residents. The federal government is forcing this mandate on us, and the deadline is October 1st of 2020. After that deadline to board a commercial flight or enter a secure federal building, you have to have an acceptable ID, and that's when you would need a real ID. There's much more information available about this at PennDOT's website. It's www.penndot.gov.
You also often do outreach hours in your district, and you have some of those coming up. What's going on here?
Well, we have the largest legislative district in Pennsylvania, and I operate three full-time offices in Bradford, Kane, and Countersport. But in addition, I often host outreach hours at other locations in the district. And on Thursday, September 6th, I will be at the Emporium Borough Office from 9 to 10 in the morning, and then at the Port Allegheny Borough Office from 11 to noon. And certainly would welcome folks stopping by to discuss any state-related matter or issue of concern.
I also understand you do email updates about legislative matters for folks. And how do people make sure they can get that information?
Well, I regularly send out emails from my office with updates from Harrisburg. It's something that I usually do weekly. However, House rules prevent me from sending those emails 60 days before an election unless a person has signed up to receive email updates. To ensure that you'll continue to receive those updates without interruption, you can sign up at my website, repcauser.com, and then you will be sure to continue receiving email updates from my office.
You also have some events coming up in your district, including some for senior citizens.
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting two additional senior citizen expos this year. The next will be in Kane at the Kane Community Center on Friday, September 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then after that, we'll host the Potter County Senior Citizen Expo on Friday, October 12th from 9 to 1 p.m. at the Rowlett Fire Hall in the village of Rowlett. So I would encourage folks to come out to the senior expos.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.